The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Craig Breslow with Rob Bradford on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
Jackass.
Who?
Him.
Breslow?
He makes it hard for people like me that want to support him,
want
to believe him. We're preparing to be more aggressive, but we can't. No, you can guarantee you'll be more aggressive. You can't guarantee you're going to get Soto or you're going to get Sasaki or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can guarantee you're more aggressive.
Right.
But why do we need the words? There's one word needed.
He's so close to getting it. You're so close to getting it, Andy.
No,
and yet you keep lapping up this crap from the Red Sox. It's unbelievable. You're so close to getting it, and yet you're still, they're getting Soto. Oh, yeah, they're going to spend. Oh, yeah. Let me put on my pink hat. Like, come on.
They allow you to do your thing, and that's what pisses me off.
What are you talking? Of course they do.
Just
that's what they
do. We're going to be more aggressive. Yes, next question.
Right, but they don't. Jen McCaffrey wrote this in The Athletic, talking about the Red Sox and their pursuit of both Soto and Sasaki. She says, even if the Red Sox intend to return to the top of the market this winter, their lackluster performances and lower payrolls over the last 5 years have undoubtedly made them long shots to land two of the top players this winter, Roky Sasaki and Juan Soto. In other words, their past actions or inactions are likely to have current consequences. And she's right about that. And it's not just, oh, look what they've done in the past. It's how they've built the team and what the team is right now and how attractive it is to these potential free agents. That's what it's about. That's the thing. You're not going to – I don't think the Red Sox are prepared to offer any of the free agents out there life-changing, oh, my God, way better offer than anybody else is giving them. I just don't think they have that in them. I don't think that's part of their business plan. I think they're going to make competitive offers and hope that whoever's out there says it and says, yeah, you know, I'd love to come to the Red Sox. I keep seeing this video floating around Twitter of Soto a couple years ago being like, yeah, when I was a kid, I really loved the Red Sox. And I'm sure John Henry saw that and was like, cha-ching. Like, that means I can save some money on this contract. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You can't save money. You're not going to be able to do that. That's not the way it works anymore. It never really worked like that. You have to pay more. And the Red Sox, when they were winning championships and in the mix for that, at the very least could say, hey, we can't give you top dollar. We can't give you the most amount, but we can guarantee you this. You'll be competitive. You'll be playing in the ALCS or something close to that. We'll be a playoff team, and you'll have a chance to compete for a World Series. And that was something they could guarantee, that you could at least compete for it. And it wasn't always true, but you know, every 5 years or so, there they are back in the World Series. And this time around, they do not have that.
So
they don't have that ability to guarantee that.
I agree with what Jen writes in the Sasaki situation. I think very much so, because that's a very weird situation where he's gonna not make as much money as he could and pick fit and comfort and all of those things. With Soto, I think you're gonna have to pay. I think you're gonna have to be the top dollar. Now, you could argue you could be top dollar and still get turned down, you know, $610 million versus $607. And he's like, $607 is close enough. I'll go wherever. Yankees, Mets, someplace where I know they're all in.
Right.
I think for Soto, you're going to have to spend. I also think historically when the Red Sox were signing people, they spent. They lured people like David Price and Carl Crawford and Manny. And these guys came here. Why? Because the number was biggest in Boston. And I think sometimes we romanticized some of the additions, like, oh, they want to play here. Yeah, they want to play here because they were paid. And a lot of them didn't work, actually.
True.
You could say Crawford and Price and Renteria. And
Adrian
some,
Gonzalez, a bunch
like,
of guys.
Some
guys
took the money and I think regretted it later taking the money. But a lot of guys came here the same way Matt Judon came to the Patriots. I didn't choose them. They chose me. They paid me. I said yes to the money. I think that's what's going to happen with Soto. So I think Red Sox control that. I agree the fact that the recent malaise or whatever word she used and others want to use about the Bloom, Breslow, John Henry cheapness era. It's kind of like the Eras Tour, the cheapness era here in Boston. That, I think, affects some of the other deals. Because Montgomery, remember Montgomery? Was Montgomery the one whose wife was like working at BU? Or who was the pitcher that everybody assumed they were going to get because the wife was at BU or something?
That sounds right, but I'm not positive.
And it didn't
about
work.
That.
Yeah. I don't even remember who it was, but it didn't work. Why? Because that's not really how the world works.
Right.
The world works, you put a number down. If the number's bigger than the other team's, then they'll take it. If not, then they have to weigh other stuff if there are, you know, three offers
right.
that are the same.
And Soto's probably exactly right. And I think that's going to be the difference here. Do the Red Sox, are they going to be willing to go into these negotiations with Soto? And I know they may have already had them or they're on their way to have them or whatever.
And that could happen fast, somebody reported.
Sure.
Somebody said before December 1st or something.
Okay. I mean, that's, 3 weeks, a little bit. So, sure. And we'll see. And we'll see what they actually end up doing. But do you have any confidence that John Henry or Sam Kennedy or whoever they send into this thing is going to put an offer on the table that's going to blow the Yankees and the Mets away? I don't see it. I do not see it. Steve Cohen has proven that he'll go out and make those type of deals.
Yep.
The Yankees have proven that they'll make those type of deals. It's not the old man anymore, but the kids, even though they spend less than the big George used to, they'll still spend. Ask Aaron Judge. Ask Stanton. Ask a lot of guys, you know, who they've paid. Garrett Cole. They have big contracts out there. The Red Sox really only have one. The Red Sox really only, they've streamlined it down to Rafael Devers, maybe Trevor Story a little bit, and Giolito. Those are your top contracts, and half of those guys don't even play. So it's like, you know, this makes them less likely to want to go out and sign those big contracts. And when it comes to Cohen, and it comes to the Steinbrenners, and it comes to whoever in San Diego, whose name escapes me at the moment, I know Soto's probably not going back there, but those are the type of teams that are in these negotiations that you're going up against, and they've proven that they'll do it. You haven't.
And so you say they look at like Story or they look at Devers even and maybe say, are we really getting $313 million out of him? Why don't they look the other way? Why don't they look at the World Series? Why don't they look at the Dodgers? Do they regret Ohtani? They might later. But do they regret Ohtani right now? No.
Definitely not.
Do they regret Teoscar Hernandez? Do they regret Mookie Betts? Do the Yankees regret Judge? Do the Yankees regret trading for Soto? No, I don't think they do. It's like, why don't they look at it that way? So it's not the issue of how you do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's the issue of who you do business with. Maybe you just had bad baseball people making bad decisions or ownership forcing baseball people into bad decisions for a portion of this era, right? Like, there's plenty of teams that are spending right now. The World Series was the best example.
Yep.
Five MVPs, five former MVPs, first time in history.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like money well spent. They were playing later than anybody, and one of them hoisted a big old medal trophy.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
So why don't they look at that and maybe
three
question
of them did, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe question who you do, not how you do, right? Like who you're allocating your money to. And I also, the other thing that annoys me is they almost do some of the Patriots Belichickian, like, well, if we only spend 2 years and whatever, $40 million on Giolito, no, you wasted a $20 million pay slot.
Yep.
Like, it's somehow buried because it's not a 10-year, $200 million, but you still wasted $20 million of payroll for this year's baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that less wasteful? To me, it's not.
It's not.
It's almost more wasteful because it was predictable.
Yeah. I would agree with that. And Giolito, by the way, wasn't good last year.
Right.
2 years ago either.
He
was
a bottom BP.
Bottom starter. So like
people were hitting bombs off him.
Yeah. And that was your big jewel of the offseason last year. So
and Trevor
listen.
Story, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
Remember when John Henry's like, wait, you don't consider Trevor Story a big contract? No.
Not
in
particularly.
2022, 3, and 4? Not really.
No.
It's a mediocre run-of-the-mill contract.
Yeah, middle of the road on the high side, maybe, and it looks worse now because he doesn't play very much. So yeah, fine. But that doesn't let you off the hook.
No.
And that doesn't mean you should stop spending, and that doesn't mean that going after these high-ticket free agents on a team that could really use some of them in certain places, maybe not even in the outfield, but starting pitching, all sorts of things. There's plenty of holes in this roster, and I just feel like they're going to go into it like they've gone into the last three. And, you know, maybe that means I'm cynical. Maybe it means I'm not just lapping up the bullcrap they keep. I'm sure you loved Full Throttle last year, too, didn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So how'd that go?
Not great.
Right. So why are you, I don't understand why you're coming back for more. Why are you coming back for more this year is what I don't
understand. Because I believe the manager, I believe the relationship with the manager
has. It's not the manager's calling.
With the general manager, and I believe they have a feeling that I would love to fully support, but every time he speaks, he says something that makes it hard to support him.
Yes, you're right about
that. Yes, but we can't guarantee. Yes, you can guarantee you're more aggressive. You absolutely can guarantee you're more. That's like any coach saying we can't guarantee we're going to be more. Yes. You can coach more aggressively. You can say, we're gonna press in basketball, press and run the floor. In football, we're going to blitz the hell out of you. You may toast us. I can't guarantee it'll work, but I can guarantee we're going to be more aggressive. Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Because he's pussyfooting through the offseason, and that's what allows people like you to act the way you do.
Yeah, reality. That's what allows it. 617-779-7937. The Patriots had Gerard Mayo and Drake May speak to the media today. We got some injury updates, and we'll get to how that may impact the rest of the season next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.